From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It is still early in the game, but today the 2008 presidential race lost its first declared candidate. Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack dropped out, and at a press conference in his home state, he made it clear why.
So it is money and only money that is the reason that we are leaving today.
Other candidates, many better known than Vilsack, will likely be forced from the field before long. Back in 1974, Congress created a public financing system that helps candidates like Vilsack, who can raise at least a few million dollars on their own. But this year, the top candidates hope to raise $50 to $100 million, and that's before 2008. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, that has many political strategists wondering if public financing has become obsolete.
At the start of public financing, right after the Watergate scandal, someone like Tom Vilsack would have had a fighting chance. It was public financing that put former governors Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan on their way to victory. But for 2008, the presidential field has quickly broken into two groups, those with national money connections and those who need public financing. In other words, the contenders and the second tier.
The dangers here are pretty clear.
Fred Wertheimer is head of the campaign reform organization Democracy 21. He points out that the law prohibits a single donor from writing a check for $1 million, but now candidates recruit fundraisers who can deliver a bundle of checks from other people totaling $1 million.
They have the same impact. They buy $1 million worth of influence.
Public financing was supposed to prevent this. In the primaries, it gives matching funds to candidates who raise small contributions. And for the general election, it gives the two major party nominees outright grants. In exchange for all this, the candidates must obey limits on spending. But the system has been unraveling for a decade. Early in 1996, Bob Dole clinched the Republican nomination after a hard fight. That was when the Democratic Party started running ads like this one, tying Dole to the highly unpopular House Speaker, Newt Gingrich.
They shut the government down twice. Newt Gingrich and Bob Dole.
Dole couldn't defend himself. He'd already hit the spending limit. But there were months to go before the convention when he could start getting public funds for the general election. So 4 years later, Republican candidate George W. Bush opted out of public financing, and in 2004, Democrats Howard Dean and John Kerry did the same. All of them raised far more money than anyone thought possible. This year, three Democrats say they're opting out: Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards. Three Republicans are expected to follow: John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Rudolph Giuliani. Can the public financing system be fixed? Sure, its advocates say, but Congress hasn't been interested. Bradley Smith says it shouldn't be. He's a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission, but he's always considered the system a waste of money.
If you spend $4 billion on campaigns, which would otherwise be paid for privately, you're not spending $4 billion on body armor or new schools or police on the streets or whatever it is that you want to do.
There is one glimmer of hope here for public financing. Next week, the Federal Election Commission is expected to respond to a request from the Obama campaign. It would let Obama raise money for the general election now and still choose to return it and take public financing if he wins the nomination. Campaign spokesman Bill Burton says Obama wants to preserve public financing.
In order to cement the will of the people, we're going to have to take some of the money out of the process. That doesn't mean unilateral disarmament.
Far from it. Just having those private contributions stockpiled for the general election could help discourage other candidates, as Tom Vilsack demonstrated today. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.